This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. America's top diplomat is headed back to the Middle East amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could spiral into a bigger regional conflict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Immediately after the war began, the Biden administration was relieved about what seemed to be the low potential for a broader Mideast battle. Since then, there have been attacks and assassinations in the Red Sea, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this weekend for a fourth Mideast visit since the war began 2.5 months ago, with stops from Israel, the West Bank, Turkey, and other nations.
We don't expect every conversation on this trip to be easy.
Spokesman Matthew Miller says the region's facing both tough issues and choices as the U.S. seeks to avoid a bigger war. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.N. Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs Thursday provided a report on recent attacks and hostilities in across Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The U.N. report, citing humanitarian partners on the ground in Ukraine, said early Thursday most of the city of Kropyvnytsky in the center of the country was left temporarily without water and electricity after drone or missile strikes. Attacks also damaged homes and schools, killing and injuring civilians in the Sumy region in the north, the Donetsk region in the east, and the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions in the south. Citing reports from the World Health Organization and the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, since December 29th, the Humanitarian Affairs Office said a total of at least 10 health facilities and 8 schools have been damaged in Ukraine. The UN Human Rights Office in Ukraine verified that 90 civilians, including 2 children, have been killed and 421 people injured across 12 of Ukraine's 24 regions during the same period. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.